Magtaguben. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Glory. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. Remember, beloved, I am. The words of the Lord Jesus Christ that we've been discussing and speaking about, how that Jesus Christ is Jehovah God in physical form. He said, I am. He used that name of God from the book of Exodus chapter 3. I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. O beloved, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy One of God? We were talking about and have been discussing how that God is holy, which means that he is spiritually perfect and physically perfect in the fact of his physical earthly body. He was without sin. And that's the only reason that he could die in your place and in my place, because he lived a sinless life when he walked here upon earth. Untainted by evil or sin, sinless, the meaning of holy, and thus deserving deep respect, awe, reverence, and adoration. You remember one of the Ten Commandments is, Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Oh yes, beloved, God is holy, and therefore he's deserving of deep respect, awe, reverence, and adoration. And the individual that uses God's name flippantly, uses God's name as a curse word, uses God's name in blasphemy, that individual is showing that they know very little about God, if anything at all. They're in darkness and spiritually lost and on their road to a Christless eternity. And if they have put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus and accepted him as Savior, then they should show forth deep respect and awe and reverence for Almighty God. How many there are, beloved, that are in darkness. That's why Jesus said in the book of Matthew, Broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat, because narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Are you, beloved, among the few who have found that way to eternal life? Are you among the few who have recognized the holiness and righteousness of Almighty God? Are you among the few who have come to that place where you have put your faith and trust in the Holy One that would not see corruption? Psalm 16:10. Neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Speaking of the death of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that he would not see corruption in that grave, for after in the third day he arose, victor over death, hell, and grave, through the power of Almighty God. Yes, beloved, Psalm 71:22. O thou Holy One of Israel, our God is holy, he's righteous, he's without any sin. That's why, beloved, we needed someone to pay the penalty for our sin. As you well know, in Romans chapter 6 and verse 23, the Bible tells us that the wages, the penalty for sin, is death. And death entered into the world in the Garden of Eden when Adam disobeyed God. As Romans 5:12 tells us, Wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Beloved, we're all guilty of having sinned. That's why we need a Savior. And that's why the Holy God, who so loved mankind that He gave His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, the second member of the triune Godhead, to come to earth, to take upon Himself physical form, to walk upon the earth for 33.5 years as a man, revealing God to man in a way that we could comprehend, in a way that we could understand. I may have mentioned to you this illustration before, but I'll mention it again. As a boy, I grew up in West Texas, and there we have many red ant beds where red ants live. And I used to go barefooted in the summer because of the heat there, and I would walk up to a red ant bed, and just my footsteps would cause the ants to hurry around and to scurry around because of the vibration that it made on the earth. And I would say to them, "It's all right, little ants. I'm not going to hurt you." But my voice sounded like thunder. They could not understand what I was saying. The only way that I could have communicated with them was if I had become an ant, if I was capable of taking on the form of an ant, coming down to their level, walking among them, and communicating with them. Only then could I explain to them that I was not going to hurt them. Beloved, that's what Almighty God did. He clothed Himself in human flesh. He came down to earth and limited Himself to a physical body. He walked upon this earth in perfection, in holiness, in righteousness. Never did He sin even once. He was without sin, the Bible tells us, and He willingly lay down His life on that old rugged cross. He told His disciples, "No man taketh my life from me. I lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. This commandment have I received of my Father." And Jesus did exactly that. He came as a substitute for your sin and for mine, taking our sin upon Himself, as 2 Corinthians 5:21 tells us, that God made Jesus to be sin for us, Jesus who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. And, oh, beloved, remember the diagram that I told you about earlier? That man is a triune being with a spirit, a soul, and a body, as we're told in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 26, where God spoke to Himself, the triune God, and said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, for God is triune, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit." And thus we're told in 1 Thessalonians 5:23 that God created man in His likeness and in His image as a triune being. God says there, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul writing to believers at the church at Thessalonica, we are a triune being with a spirit, a soul, and a body. And when we accept Jesus Christ as Savior, the Holy Spirit of God moves into our spirit, doing the work of salvation, giving us eternal life, making us pure and clean and holy within our spirit, so that we will never experience the second death, which is spoken of in the book of Revelation, the last book of the Bible. Revelation chapter 20, I believe it is, and let me turn there and read to you what the Scripture says concerning our accepting the Lord as Savior and our being His and belonging to Him. There we read concerning the great white throne judgment in Revelation 20:11 through 15. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. Notice how they were judged. The sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and Hades, or hell, delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell, or Hades, were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Beloved, the only way to escape that second death is to have eternal life through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, for then your name is written in the Lamb's book of life. And thus you will never experience that second death, which is eternal separation from God in the lake of fire. O beloved, we who put our faith and trust in Christ are pure and clean and holy and righteous within our spirit. In our flesh there dwells no good thing, but in our spirit we are made pure and clean and holy. Our soul is our personality. Our soul is made up of the mind, the thinking part of the brain, our emotions with which we have feelings, and our will with which we make choices and decisions, called the thinker, the feeler, and the chooser. And so, beloved, you can choose to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior if you will cry out to Him from your inner being, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I believe, Lord Jesus Christ, you died for my sin, that you were buried, that you arose from the grave. I invite you to come into my life, to forgive me for my sin, to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. And God will hear your prayer, beloved. He's willing and ready to send His Spirit into your spirit to do the work of salvation if you will put your faith and trust in Him, accepting Him as your Savior. He will transform and change your life and make a new person out of you. He will change your spirit. Till next time, goodbye.